USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As prices continue to rise and inflation is being seen all across the United States, White House economist Celia Rouse explains why she believes prices are continuing to rise.
Those prices are increasing because we were at unusual lows because of the pandemic. They are rebounding as the economy starts to heal, but many of those sectors are actually not even back to where they were before. We expect there's going to be a period as, you know, supply starts to equal demand and sectors are healing and recovering that we're going to see some, you know, there's going to be some choppiness.
The Labor Department releasing numbers earlier this week saying inflation jumped 4.2% on an annualized rate in April, the fastest pace in more than 12 years. Las Vegas is dropping its casino mask mandate for vaccinated guests and employees. Guests at the Wynn will be required to wear a mask if they haven't been vaccinated, but the casino won't ask for proof. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The 17-year cicadas are coming out of their burrows soon. The black and red flying insects have been living underground as nymphs since 2004, long before Presidents Trump or Obama. Billions of cicadas were expected to finally emerge from the ground in the first week of May, making a high-pitched, continuous buzzing sound from Tennessee to New York. Scientists say the 17-year cicadas are being delayed by a cold snap in the East and Midwest, but we should expect them in the next few days. Pressure is mounting for Japan to call off the Tokyo Olympics. More than 350,000 people signed a petition urging organizers to cancel the games as Japan experiences a fourth wave of coronavirus infections. Tokyo is under a state of emergency just 10 weeks before the scheduled July 23rd start of the games. The United States also under pressure to not send athletes over to Tokyo if the Olympics start as planned. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The mystery woman who bought a $26 million Super Lotto Plus ticket nearly 6 months ago put the ticket in the laundry, and it was destroyed. That's according to the manager of the Norwalk, California gas station where it was sold. The California winner had until the end of the day on Thursday to claim the prize, which was purchased for the November 14, 2020 drawing from the ARCO AMPM in Los Angeles County. The store's manager said the woman is known to store workers. A new class of rockers set to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their class of 2021 this week. Hall of Fame Chairman John Sykes.
In the performers category, Tina Turner. Carole King. The Go-Go's. Jay-Z. Foo Fighters. Todd Rundgren.
The live celebration takes place in October at the Hall in Cleveland, Ohio. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new YouGov poll found that a majority of Americans, including a majority of independents, have an unfavorable view of Vice President Kamala Harris. By 41% to 48%, Americans have an unfavorable opinion of the Vice President. 3 in 4 Democrats have a favorable view of Harris compared to 1/3 of independents and only 12% of Republicans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.